Oh, it's Josh Fligger, everybody. Let's see. Hello?
Hello? Does this work?
It sounds a lot better than your house. Hold on. Let's do the song. Josh, this is going to be a shortened version of Your Artificial Friends, but let's get this song done here.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's just launch it here, right? When the people that you know don't like you.
And you treasure friendships.
Tune into this podcast if you can. We're your artificial. Josh, tell everyone where you are right now.
I am sitting inside of my parked car outside of my house.
And why are you sitting in your car?
Because this is the only way we can get all three of us to sound good on the same call.
Oh, don't flatter yourself. It doesn't sound good. I can just hear you just a little bit better. Josh, his computer is crashing. And he was trying to connect. We were trying to do Skype and conference calls and everything we could.
FaceTime.
And this is, believe it or not, the best connection.
So I'm sitting outside my car with you guys coming through my stereo, and I'm basically Bluetoothing like I would Bluetooth a phone call to my parents while I was driving home.
It's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
I like it.
By the way, Larry Morgan just got off the line with him. He is up in Cambria and just moved into a new house has yet to have internet service installed. So he's behind the eight ball. And God knows where Sam Farmer is right now. I hope he's safe and everybody is doing all right. But this is not tenable, this setup, and I think a lot of podcasts are trying to figure out how you go about things from here on out.
Right.
And one of the problems I have, it's not responsible for us to be 3 feet away from each other at a table here sharing germs.
Right.
You sound like a typhoid Mary on your best day, and.
Some guy just walked past his dog. He's looking at me. So I'm laughing hysterically. Just walking his little dog, little terrier. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, heavens. Well, I think everybody that does a podcast, and I do radio as well, we're trying to figure out ways to do this from home, and it's much more complicated in the year 2020 than you think it might be.
Because the
technology hasn't had to be there, and so now that it does,
and now everybody's using it all at the same time, and internet bandwidths are down, and just stuff like that. So,
and everybody that does a podcast like this is trying to find a way to bring people together while they're still in the different places. Like you watch TV and these roundtable discussions, these panel discussions they usually have on CNN and so forth. Now they have split screens where people are in different locations and all of that, which is what you should be doing. And I fully support that, and then that's why we're not together today. You could have driven over here, but it's non-essential travel, and it this is non-essential media happening right here. Let's be honest.
A little old lady in a walker just went past, by the way. tennis balls.
Did she have tennis balls? I was going to ask if she had tennis balls.
Walked right, guarantee she heard anything you say, because she walked within a foot of my car door. I was just sitting here.
I believe there's a name for that for that walker. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's called a Zimmer frame.
Really?
I believe so. I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but I think that's right.
I'm going to take you up. I'm going to believe you on that one.
Go look that
up. I don't know why you meant.
Go look it up on the internet. Go look it up on the internet. You can't access.
Next time I'm inside my house, I will.
Well, and here's the thing. I have YAF calls to the YAF line at 626-657-6428 or OAMUCK PM hat. And I have some other audio I wanted to share, but I can't share it while
I'm... You know what we should do?
What's that?
Once we get this all figured out, let's encourage people to still call in and check in and everything. And once we get this all figured out, we will literally play the theme song and dedicate an entire show to getting through all those calls.
Well, I love that. Well, here's the thing, though. I don't want to have a backlog of 2 months of, you know, of YAF line calls of stuff that isn't even you know, relevant anymore. So what I was thinking is this.
But we talk about stuff that isn't relevant, so it doesn't really matter.
that's kind of the point of this, isn't it? But I think people need to feel connected right now, and so what I thought I would do is in a couple of minutes. After I get off the line with you, I will play back the calls we've gotten so far and encourage people to call in this week so that we can have even more of them next week and have a little sense of community with the whole thing. And there's another little piece of audio that I'll share because I think right now people need a little bit of a giggle. And I had a bit of an uncontrollable episode doing something this past week. So it's very much of the day. I'll share that as well. But quickly, while I have you on the line, I just wanted to check in, Josh. How's your family coping with the COVID-19 lockdown?
We're still here. We're actually, believe it or not, this week went pretty good. I was a little nervous at the beginning, like, because my wife still had to go into the office for all of last week. So it was just me and Owen for all week. And I think I had one of those points where, you know, like when your kid's growing up and all of a sudden he just does something that just proves to you that maybe he's matured a level, you know what I mean? Where you're like, wow, you know, he's starting to get it a little bit.
Sure.
He was just all week, he just got it. And he woke up, ate his breakfast, did his own homework without even asking, just went and didn't have to bother him. He only came up and asked me questions when he knew that it was something that I need to do. He let me alone and work, and I was like proud of him that he kind of got it and just fended for himself for a week. But now Cindy's starting to work from home on Monday, so we're all going to be there. Mm. And we had a big toilet paper day this weekend. We got 72 rolls of toilet paper yesterday.
Wow, good for you. Did you go to Costco?
We went from 12 to 72 in one day. We just scavenged a couple of stores and they had it. And I was out of distilled water. And we found 4 gallons of that, and we're good. Cindy picked up a turkey. I'm going to make a turkey next weekend.
Wow, nice.
We're going to have Thanksgiving. You know, I figured, why not? Why not make a turkey, and that'll be good for food for like 4 days. I'll cook.
Have a Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Thank you for Corona. Thank you for this COVID-19. This brought my family together again. Thank you. I appreciate this.
My kids are chewing the paint off the walls over here. It's,
really?
It's crazy times. They're actually doing pretty well. We're doing the homeschooling with the help of the teachers at the school and so forth.
Yeah.
And Lara's done the majority of that since I've been, you know, having to go out to work still all last week. But, you know, that may very well change soon. That's the hope anyway. And, you know, but they're coping pretty well as you can. It's just, you know, you really mind the sugar intake because they just bounce around. Oh. Like you know, it's crazy.
We've been breaking out a lot of board games.
Oh yeah. Oh God, yeah. We played some Sorry and some Guess Who and all sorts.
Yeah,
of shit.
We did Life yesterday. We might do Life and Monopoly again today.
Nice. We're all playing the game of Life.
Yeah, we are really. That's okay.
But I gotta. I got to tell you one thing that I've learned in this last a couple weeks. So like 2 weeks ago, I go to Costco, right? And before things really, you know, go to shit and it becomes clear that this is going to really change our lives.
Right.
I go to Costco and I see people lining up the length of the store going down an aisle to get water and toilet paper. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Do you remember how blowhardy we were last episode? We're like,
yes.
I'm not going to let this affect me. I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna, you know, feed into
dumb
that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna feed into that horseshit. Well, I maintain that belief that people are panicking. And
totally,
but you know, it's like hungry hippo. You know, whoever grabs the last spoon in the game is the loser. And it's like, well, shit. If we're playing musical chairs, you got to join in, or you know, I was a roll of toilet paper away from using my hands. And
So I'm saying, here's the thing: we didn't really even panic because we had like 12 left. I'm like, listen, it's not that the stuff isn't there; it's just bottlenecked. Yeah. And once everybody stops panicking, the shelves will fill back up. And sure enough, you go to the stores now, there's water on the shelves because everybody's bought all their water and nobody's drinking it because they don't need it.
Right.
And now the water panic is. The next thing will be the toilet paper panic, and then after that, everything will just slowly start coming back into focus.
Exactly. So my problem is this last week, you know, I'd have to work until around noon, and then try to get out of there and the radio station, come back. And on the way home, I'd stop at Costco. And my morning was full, but, you know, by the time I got there, it was 12:30. Well, there'd be this humongous line, and I'd wait in it, and I'd get to the front of it, and it says, oh, we're all out of toilet paper.
So then
I go the next day, and I or try another store or whatever, but I go back to Costco, and same thing would happen. I get up there, and I'm like, oh, yeah, the last of it just went out. I'm like, great. So yesterday, I finally decide I'm going to fucking get myself some toilet paper, right? Because it's getting a little uncomfortable here. We've got a razor-thin margin. So I go over to Costco, and they open at 9:30, right? And so I go over there at 9:15. I'm thinking, I'm probably going to have to wait in a line anyway, but at least I'm going to get this taken care of. I go over there, and there's already 200 people in line. And they've been going in for, and they come out and they say, toilet paper's all gone. I'm like, the store doesn't open for 10 fucking minutes.
Let me tell you what to do.
Well, no, I went up to the front and I asked this woman, I'm like, so what time did you open? Oh, we opened an hour early because there was demand. I'm like, what's the opening hour? Is it 8:30? No, it's 9:30. We just changed. I'm like, okay, so tomorrow will you open it? 9:30 or 8:30, we don't know. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And I have every bit of compassion for these people that are doing this job. You know, they don't have a lot of social distancing on their side. So I and every time I see a clerk somewhere, I smile, I have a nice word for them, and I thank them for being there. But, you know, and it wasn't her fault, but this vagary, that's how you create uncertainty and have people crowding around and have chaos. Anyway, I finally go to the Van Nuys Costco and I get in a line that I swear to God is 2 football fields long.
I know exactly what you're talking about,
but
too.
Stretching around the parking lot. But I get in there, I get like, you know, there's 40 people in front of me and they shout out, there's no more paper towels. That's fine. I can live without paper towels. But I get up there and get my toilet paper and I put it under my cart. And I swear to God, I took a picture of it because I was so proud. Grock the caveman, when he clubbed a saber-toothed tiger, was no less fucking proud of providing for his family than I was when I put that teepee underneath my cart.
Did you take a picture of you kneeling down beside it, holding his head up like you killed some wild animal?
Trophy kill? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The other observation I have is standing in these interminable lines at Costco, I've just realized that some of the stupidest shit anyone ever says is at Costco. I've heard such nonsense from so many different people. There was one guy out, people wait until they get in that line to do comedy, man. Like there was one.
Oh my God! I was just about to cut in. So I got up yesterday to go. I need distilled water for my CPAP, and I'm like, I'm gonna go to Vaughn's, and I'm gonna go and get in line and just run, like see what the deal is. So I get in there. I'm like person number 30, and they're only letting 25 in at a time, which is a good idea because that creates space where everybody has. There's no jam pack. Everybody's not touching everybody. You know what I mean? There's enough room. I liked it. As we're waiting for the store to get open, the guy, like three, everybody 6 feet apart, the guy about three guys up from me is on his phone doing a stand-up routine of knock-knock jokes. And I just wanted to fucking throw my cart right at him. And then I was just like, shut up. Nobody's in the mood. And like, I felt bad for the guy that was beside him because he's wearing like the gas mask. And he's like looking at, and the guy's telling him the joke. So he's going, and nobody's in a good mood. Nobody wants to be there. And this guy's like, it was just the worst part of my day. This guy telling jokes.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, why do lobsters never pick up the tab? Why do lobsters never pay for dinner?
I don't know. Why do lobsters never pay for dinner?
Because they're shellfish.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
He needed my knock-knock jokes.
I was about to grab somebody's toilet paper and beat him to death with it.
There was a guy in line at Costco the other day who just was doing this. Oh, he's riffing, man, like Pat Paulson running for president. He's like, I'm going to run for president on the toilet paper platform. I can give everybody a roll of toilet paper. That's what I'm going to do. Hey, spare a square in 2020. That's why. Yeah, oh my God. The woman.
You know, he had that line in his back pocket for 3 days. Probably like his third Costco, third different one that he does it to.
Outrageously bad. And this woman next to him kept egging him on. I'm like, oh, it was just seething. I wanted to fucking punch him in the throat. And he's like,
that's the best part is we're all like kind and helpful, trying to make sure everybody gets what they need. But then the guys are trying to be funny. Everybody wants to kill.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and yesterday there's this woman that comes up right behind me in line. And she wants to share everything. And I'm getting in line. And she's like, well, I think we'll make it. And I'm looking up. I'm like, I'm not as optimistic. But
we all have to wait. Line.
Yeah. Yep. And she goes, well, I went to Ralph's this morning and got everything I needed. And I'm turning around. I'm like, well, what a blessing for you. what a shitty thing to say to someone. I'm all set. But what was great.
So that's why I'm here to buy more toilet paper, because I just want more.
Exactly. So what was great is a guy came up behind her and, you thought she was a chatty Cathy? He put her to shame. So it's like the rest of the I could put up with his nonsense because I knew it was starting to annoy her. I thought the tournament was fair play. Anyway,
did you try to use a gas? Did you try to use a mask?
Gas? You keep calling it a gas mask. No, I haven't used a gas mask or gloves.
I have the masks, and I know you're not. I already have them. I didn't go out and buy them. I had them just for like work around the house. Actually, we had them for the fires, so that's kind of good. I'm repurposing forest fire stuff. But I tried using one just to keep my hands out of my face, you know what I mean? Just so I'm not touching stuff and accidentally touching my mouth.
Right.
And I couldn't wear that thing for like 20 seconds. I put it on. The only time I put it on is when some lady kept trying to talk to me, and I just didn't want to put it on and put my hat down and put my hood on and stared at the ground because I was like, I don't want to talk. I'm not here for chitty chatty bullshit. I'm here for distilled water and that's it. Let's not talk.
Yeah, you can just leer at people.
Yep.
Yeah.
I bought a duck. I bought a frozen duck.
What the fuck?
I'm gonna make a frozen. I'm gonna make a duck.
Josh, I appreciate you going out to your car to speak to us today. You sound,
I'm just trying to get out of the house.
You sound awful.
Thank you.
So I'm gonna let you go. The sound quality. It sounds like you're blowing a radio or something.
What goes on in my car stays in my car.
But we're gonna try. My promise to everyone is we're gonna try to figure this out this week. How we can do this. Because like the calls and stuff that come in on my phone, I can't play if I'm talking to you on the phone. So I can't play some of the stuff I really wanted to share with you. At least I don't think I can. Let me try it real quick. I don't know.
Try it. See what happens.
I'll try it and see.
I got a half tank. I'm good.
let's see. Okay, right.
There's zero chance that this is going to work.
It's not going to work. Let me tell you. Tell me if you can hear it.
Not at all.
Yep, won't even let me hit the button. Okay, so what I'm going to do is play these YAF calls for you. And I'm going to get off the phone with you and then play the YAF calls and share those with people. And then after that, there's a little bit of audio, about 60 seconds worth of audio this week where it made me giggle uncontrollably.
All right.
So I'll share all of that, and we'll just invite people back this next week. We're going to try to hammer out all of these virtual details and find a way that we can do this stuff in a listenable way, because it's 2020. We should be able to figure this out.
Right. If you need any testing, let me know. I can run out of my car anytime.
Appreciate it, Josh. Hey, all my best to Cindy and Owen.
All right. Well, all the best to your family, too, and we'll try to talk soon, all right?
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Are you just going to play the theme song so we don't have to sing it again?
Just
edit it in.
I'll do it alone. It'll sound
terrible.
More plaintive and sad that way. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say play it real slow and sad, so it's like maybe like there's like impending doom.
Yeah, like a dirge. Okay.
Yeah.
You got it, buddy.
All right. Bye bye.
See you later. Josh Fligger, everybody. Joshua J. Fligger at gmail.com is how you get to him. Larry, I forgot how you get a hold of him, but I was talking to him earlier. He's in the throes, like I said, of moving into a new house in Cambria and getting all of that taken care of, which is a Herculean task at this time. But we'll be talking to him sometime this week and trying to get all of this hammered out. I hope I can play these calls for you, though, these YAF calls. Once again, 626-657-6428. Feel free to call the YAF line about anything that's on your mind. This one coming in from the East Coast. Here we go.
Hey, boys. This is John calling from the East Coast. Long time, first time. I'm actually flying to California in mid-March, and I just want to know how to get tickets to sit in the studio audience. Thought that'd be cool. Don't know if you guys charge or not, but thought it might be fun. But seriously, yeah, I just want to thank you guys for putting this show together. I know you get a lot of followers out there on the West Coast, but I just wanted you to know that you have somebody here in the greater tri-state New York City area that listens to you guys pretty religiously.
Nice.
Need to thank Sam Farmer for introducing me to the show. He was on the Ball and Chain podcast with former Sports Illustrated writer Steve Rushen, or present-day SI writer Steve Rushen, and his wife Rebecca Lobo have a podcast. That's how I heard Sam on there and started listening to you guys, and it's been tons of fun. Andy, you're outstanding. Josh, you've grown on me like toe fungus, which I mean in a positive way. And Larry Morgan, every so often I hear you too. So just keep up the great work. I'll keep listening. And also, for the record, I grew up in Maine and loved it when you guys talked about going to Maine for your fantasy football draft. So anyway, keep up the great work, and like I said, I'll be in California, so if you bring in the bleachers for the studio audience, let me know. Have fun, guys. Keep it up.
Okay, a couple of things with that phone call. Obviously, he's not being tone deaf. John, I believe it was. Thank you for the call. That call came in on March 8th, and we didn't do one last week. So this was before all of the restrictions and social distancing and all of that stuff went into effect. So I'm going to say we'll take a rain check on the studio appearance there, John. But thank you for the sentiments. And look at Sam Farmer spreading the word on other podcasts. Way to go, Sam. Let's see who this one is.
Hey, guys. This is Sean from Santa Ana. Driving to work in my Greg Norman travel pants, shirt and tie. Wanted to say the sunrise this morning is amazing. Have a great day.
I'm sure those pants look great. Well, look at that. Short, sweet, and to the point. Thank you very much for that, Sean. For the call. Again, the number 626-657-6428. You can call and just say it's a lovely sunrise, like Sean did. There's another one here from, this is Jared.
Hey, Yeffers, it's Jared from Manheim. Just calling to answer the question, what is a culvert? Essentially, it's a pipe that allows water and other, perhaps traffic, like animals, maybe. Anyway, it's like a large pipe that goes under a raised area like a road. or such.
Gotcha.
That's a culvert. Anyway, that's your Googlepedia for the day. Have a great one. Bye.
So it's the pipe that you see going underneath the road so water or whatever can flow through there. Got it. It's where you should go if there's a tornado. I learned that from watching the movie Twister. Let's see what we've got here.
Hey, Yappers.
Oh, hold on. Got to play this.
Low energy Mike. Mark. Low energy Mike.
This is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon. First off, a culvert is a pipe or structure that carries water under a road or driveway. It can be as simple as a 4-inch pipe to carry water under a sidewalk, or as big as a huge concrete box culvert to carry a stream under a freeway. Today I installed an 18-inch black rib plastic culvert to replace 12-inch concrete section culvert that was plugged and not allowing enough water to flow during rain and snowmelt events, which in turn would wash out the driveway. I also extended a culvert with a couple of the concrete sections that I'd removed so that the inlet would be in a more appropriate location. Lastly, I installed a 12-inch black ribbed culvert in a location where there hadn't been one previously. This was a much-needed addition. The culverts were bedded in a high clay 3/4 minus mix, and the head end sealed with bentonite.
Good choice.
All in all, it was a pretty good day for a ditch digging man. Talk to you later.
What was it? 12-inch black ribbed culvert? Is that what he said? Good to hear from you, Low Energy Mike, as always. Let's see. And that was from several days ago. Early part, it was last weekend that one came in. So this is from this morning.
Hey, Yappers. This is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon. Friday, I spent the day social distancing, building mountain bike trail up on Mount Emily. It was on the lower portion of the area, as there's still too much snow up high. I took the mini-hoe up there, stacked rocks for a rock drop. Mm. The mini doesn't have a thumb, so that makes stacking rocks all the more challenging. After lunch, we rebuilt some of the berms and jumps on the trail called Skill Slalom. I was wishing I had my bigger machine for this work. It would have been a lot faster. Saturday afternoon, Ozzy the trail dog and I went and rode the new trail called Bam Bam. I didn't ride the rock drop.
Mm.
Yep, I chickened out. Ozzy was giving me shit about it. So I asked him if he wanted to be the one to carry me down the hill after I broke my head. That shut him up. The new slalom berms and jumps are going to be great when they firm up. Pretty good times for a ditch digging man. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Low Energy Mike. What was it? A one arm? No, it was a mini hoe without a thumb. I think I dated it. No, never mind. That's what they call that thing. That so you have a scoop on a backhoe, and then you can have the claw, that one claw that comes back in, so you can grab things. I think that's what he's talking about. So it didn't have a thumb, so it was hard to move rocks around. I'm learning things. I'm gonna find a whole new line of work to get into. Thank you. Oh, we got to do this.
That was Low Energy Mike. That was Low Energy Mike.
Thank you, everybody, for your phone calls. Once again, 626-657-6428 or OAMUCKPMHAT to call in with your questions or comments on the observations on the YAF line. And the YAF store, the YAFCrap.com, is up and running still if you want to get a little piece of that in these difficult times. You'll be home to use that coffee mug more often than ever. But like I said, we're going to try to, and that's the thing, is I can't play these phone calls down the line on the phone when I'm talking to these guys, when they come in on my phone, and trying figuring out all of this stuff is just a slow moving train wreck. But we'll get it figured out as the days go by. I wanted to share one thing, and I got permission from my friend to do this. I do a little bit of radio imaging for a friend of mine who works in Indiana, back in Indiana. I started at the same radio station working with this guy, you know, 30 years ago. And so he, his name is Jim. And howdy, Jim. And if you ever are in Lafayette, Indiana, by all means, listening to WLQQ there, the radio station, that's the station that I do imaging for. And so you'll hear my voice there. And Jim will send me a list of, you know, a page of, or two of copy every so often for me to read that he'll then take and edit and put in, you know, put music behind and so forth and produce and then put on the air there. Well, as all radio stations have had to do, there is a great deal of, you know, information to be disseminated about this coronavirus. So Jim spent this the kind of thing, and he's also trying to help save the community a little bit, you know, trying to remind people that certain businesses are open to some degree, you know, restaurants that you can get takeout from and all of this kind of stuff. So he sent me a page of copy. And what I usually do, I'll sit down and I'll start reading this stuff to him. And from time to time, I'll sit there and a song just pops in my head. And I'll just start blurting out whatever. And I started a song the other day, not quite knowing where it would go, and it kind of, well, it gave me a little bit of a giggle fit. So I just thought maybe it might raise your spirits to hear this. And Jim said it's okay if I share it with you. So here we go.
Okay, Jim, let's do some COVID things. COVID is a disease. You don't want it on your knees. COVID is a sick. You don't want it. I can't even finish it. All right, let's see. Yeah. I really didn't know where that was going when I started it. I needed a laugh. Okay, get composure. Composure. You don't have time for this. All right, gonna pinch myself. Ow! 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 Greater Lafayette businesses. Ow! I'm pinching. Greater Lafayette businesses are strong. Greater Lafayette businesses are strong. Greater Lafayette businesses are strong. There's now a plane flying over. Son of a buck! Be right back with you. Hold, please. I like the COVID song. ow! 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 I'm pinching myself hard. Greater love.
There you go. Thanks, Jim, for letting me share that with people. So that's coming soon to a radio station near you if you're in Lafayette. Everybody, thank you for joining me here. Look, this is strange, uncharted territory, as many people have said better than I have. I wish the best for your family. I hope you you know, are able to avoid getting sick, and certainly if you contract it, that it's mild. And, you know, in time, we're all going to get through this. It's just a new virus that, you know, none of us have immunity to. So hopefully we're able to slow it so that it doesn't overwhelm our healthcare system and all of us will get through this. And then there's hope, you know. In time, what'll happen, I think, is that enough healthcare workers will have it and recover and be back on the job and won't be passing it, won't be susceptible to it. Your teachers will survive it and have it and, you know, we'll all be marked as safe from this, and eventually life will get back to normal. It's going to take a little while, but in the meantime, glad we have you to check in with us every now and then. And you can always get a hold of me through social media, Andy Chanley on Instagram. It's Andy_Chanley on Twitter and DJ Andy Chanley on Facebook. And in the meantime, what Jim wanted this to be, or what's his name? Josh wanted this to be somber.
When the people that you know don't like you, and your treasured friendships end. That's a bitter chord right there. B flat minor. Tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
We're your virtual artificial friends. Now, everybody be good, and we'll talk to you next time. Take care.